On Capitol Hill, the Senate this week votes on eliminating some major banking regulations put in place during the Obama administration after the bank industry crash. The regulations are named the Dodd-Frank Act, partly for its co-author, former Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank. Republicans, intent on undoing many Obama-era policies, are finding some support for this effort on the other side of the aisle. Some Democrats, such as Montana Senator John Tester, say they agree with the GOP that the requirements of Dodd-Frank are hurting small banks.
Many of our community bankers are hanging up their hats, and our local banks are being swallowed up by bigger banks. And ultimately, they will be swallowed up by the folks on Wall Street.
Joining us now is Barney Frank, former Massachusetts congressman, co-author of the bill now under scrutiny. Congressman, good morning. Very good to hear your voice today.
Thank you, Bob. As usual, glad to talk to you.
10 years after the financial crisis, which prompted you to co-author this bill to regulate the banking industry, the Dodd-Frank Act may be partially dismantled, certainly seems it's headed that way. How do you feel about that personally? And more importantly, what are the ramifications nationally?
Well, I'm more ambivalent than people might think. In this atmosphere in which we live, things get heated. There is less here than meets the eye. Two of the major changes in that bill, frankly, I publicly supported in 2013. One is to exempt the banks under $10 billion in assets, which we generally call community banks, from some of the rules, because they have not been the problem. The problem that led to the crisis essentially was people making loans, mortgage loans, to people who probably weren't going to pay them back, but lenders didn't care because the lender made a whole bunch of loans to a whole bunch of people, put them into a security, and sold them.
Let me get you to respond to something. Senator Ed Markey says he thinks this change to Dodd-Frank will increase the likelihood of another financial crisis. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Greatly disagree. And I respect Ed. I think that is a misreading. The only thing that could conceivably do that is saying that the banks that get special supervision now will go to only banks of 250 and more. The bill does allow the regulators who do the extra scrutiny to reach a bank that's got less than $250 billion assets if they think they should. Nothing in this bill in any way weakens the prohibition about making shaky loans, loans to people of weak credit, and then packaging them in a security.
Do you agree or disagree with this? Supporters of the bill say that this plan will boost the economy by easing regulations on midsize and regional banks.
Only marginally. Frankly, I think, as I said, there is less here that meets the eye in both cases. The banks that are between 50 and 250, banks that are around $100 billion. It will give them a better chance at competing with the biggest banks.
Let me ask about the politics of this. You've been critical of Senator Elizabeth Warren for her criticism of fellow Democrats who may side with Republicans on this partial rollback of Dodd-Frank. I'm wondering if you're concerned about infighting among Democrats or the lack of Democratic unity in this regard.
I am. Look, I think some of the criticism Senator Warren makes are very, very accurate. And I, as I said, agree with some. I think I was one of the first to raise the complain about making it harder to get data on racial discrimination in housing under what we call HMDA, Home Mortgage Disclosure Act. The banks that have a lot of political clout are the smaller banks, the community banks. Every member of the U.S. House of Representatives has 8 or 10 of them in his or her district. And they are local people, and their employees are local people, and their customers are local people. That's the kind of grassroots network that has an impact. It's entirely reasonable to say to the community bankers, you're right, I'm going to change the part that bothers you. They're not weakening the rules about derivatives. They're not weakening the rules about making bad mortgages and packaging them into a security. So I think it is legitimate to disagree with them, but to attack them. And I thought Senator Warren's putting out their names. That's really a suggestion that, well, these are the people maybe you shouldn't vote for or whatever. So, yeah, I think it's a mistake to suggest that people should be in any way less supportive of these senators, given that this is the only deviation they are making from a generally solid line of protection against Trump.
Former Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank, very good to hear your voice again, as I said at the beginning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
As usual, it's nice to have the chance to talk at some length.